you can't catch.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're rich, they're beautiful, and now they're looking for some new kicks. Three gorgeous sisters and their governess who are ready and willing to try it all in a new motion picture with a different twist.
The family that plays together is a very groovy family.
Don't miss The Swingin' Pussycats, the amorous adventures of four sex kittens who decide to stray from pad to pad to pad to make life more terrific.
Mama told us a man should get all he wants.
The Swingin' Pussycats are the perfect household pets, trained to purr and please. Just ask the man who's had one.
I can't believe that's the whole thing.
The movie with a whole lot of everything. The Swingin' Pussycats, in color from Hemisphere Pictures.
Adult motels were never like this. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. It's the special place that every modern loving couple is looking for, and it has some extra equipment all its own. Open the door, hook up, switch on, and then blast off for the wildest fun thrills of your life in the Groove Room. Don't be embarrassed. Ask the next pretty and sexy girl you meet to join you in the Groove Room. You'll both never regret it or forget it. Come on, take off your inhibitions and have some fun in the Groove Room. The Groove Room, all new, in color, and rated X for adults. From Independent International. They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. Bedroom stewardesses. They wake up in some strange place and take the next flight out for more fun and new thrills. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. Bedroom stewardesses. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax and let these girls make all the plans. You'll just love it, and they'll just love you all night long. Bedroom stewardesses. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses for the sexiest look at the most erotic globe-trotting girls who ever took your special order. Bedroom Stewardesses, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. She starts playing out on the field and then finishes the game inside. The naughty cheerleader. She's just a cute and curvy 16-year-old girl, but oh, what she's thinking and how she turns men on. The naughty cheerleader. She gives her school team their spirit, and when she gets going before the game, there's no stopping her. The naughty cheerleader in her cute school outfit with the tight top and short skirt. Every eye is always on her, and she knows it and loves it. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's not the heat. It's the stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Who's doing who? And who's good in the sack?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we like.
I got a whole list here. Actually, it's an exploit from a book.
Okay.
We're going to have the author of the book on next week. This is just kind of a prelim to get us warmed up for this, okay?
Good.
I guess I'll tell you the name of the celebrity.
All right.
And then we can each guess on if we think they're good or bad in the sack.
Okay. All right.
And then I'll tell you what the report is. And the guy that wrote the book actually has talked to people who have gone to bed with these celebrities.
Is Conrad Bain on the list?
Different Strokes?
Yes. Because I just want to go on the record, even if he's not there. Because I know, I'm a realist. I know he's not happening anymore, so I just wanted to say, good.
Julia Roberts is first. That's the first name, Julia Roberts.
Good or bad?
Good or bad, what do you think? I think and I'm not going to look at these to figure out what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably not. I would think not that good. Wouldn't do a whole lot of stuff.
No, I would say the same thing. And, you know, you got to put in the Lyle Lovett factor.
I like the, you know, the sort of personality she exudes. I'm going to say she's good.
Okay. Julia Roberts. Julia is a cold woman. Excuse me, a pretty cold woman. Get it, like pretty woman. She's a pretty cold woman in
pretty
bed.
Pretty cold woman.
Hmm.
That's what a go-go dancer learned about Julia.
Go-go dancer.
What? And she got it from the horse's mouth. Julia Roberts' ex-fiancé, Kiefer Sutherland.
Ooh.
While she was lighting Kiefer's fire, she claims that the 32-year-old actor was complaining that Julia was an ice princess in the bed.
Ice woman.
Okay, so that says she's no good in bed.
How rigid. And, you know, you have to take, I guess, all of these with a grain of salt if you're getting the source, a disgruntled lover through a stripper.
How would you rate Kiefer Sutherland? To be fair.
I don't know. We'll have to ask the author.
I bet, you know, based on him in the movies, I bet he'd be kind of like,
this is what I'm thinking.
Smelling smoke.
He'd be like, I was getting mixed up with that guy, Christian Slater. Those two guys.
Yeah, but they'd be similar. Yeah. They'd have that kind of like, hi, I'm a Hollywood star.
All right. Kirstie Alley. I'm going to bet that she's fantastic.
Wild animal. Mm-hmm. Absolute
excellent.
Wild animal.
I bet there's a woman that would do absolutely every repulsive thing that a fellow would want done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we should we all go back and remember, in her day, Kirstie Alley, I mean, quite a looker.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Okay. And this is, okay, the author interviewed her current boyfriend.
Ah, very good.
So this is not a disgruntled, but I guess it's going to be glowing then since it's her current boyfriend.
Oh, of course, what could he say? And especially, he's her boyfriend now. Oh!
James Wilder is his name, and he says, Kirstie loves black lace nighties and black silk stockings and black brassiere.
See, I mean, it sounds like a PR release from Veronica's Closet.
Right. Okay. He also says her biggest, sexiest secret is her boundless sexual energy.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Kirstie is ready for sex morning, noon, night, and he has trouble keeping up with her. P.S. She loves doing it in their car.
Now, see, what I think is that they rewrote that the author took, he took ice cream and blocked it out. And if you replace all the sex with ice cream, Kirstie likes ice cream in bed and in the car.
All right, some fellas now. Here we go. Matt LeBlanc. I'm going to bet he's no good because he's... Now, is this the dumb guy on Friends?
Yeah, he's Joey.
Mm-hmm. I know they're both dumb guys
on
Friends.
Yeah, but he's Joey. Chandler's the funny comedian.
Is this the guy that was in Lost in Space, though?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I kind of like him. Yeah, I think he might know his way around it better. I'm going to say he's good in bed.
I saw him recently on a late-night talk show interviewed, and I think he is a dud. I think he is a dud of duds of duds.
I'm going to say dud as well.
I'm even more convinced because you know my theory. That God enhances dumb guys by giving them giant genitals.
I don't think the genital size has anything to do with it. I think he is just a dud.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Matt is a stud on Friends, but according to his girlfriend Sheila Kennedy, he's a dud between the sheets.
A dud! Mm-hmm. A dud! Ha ha ha!
She claims that Matt LeBlanc, when they were going together, promised to rock her world. But he didn't even make the earth move.
Wow.
I don't think he even ever touched my breasts.
Mm-hmm.
He just laid on top of me and had sex.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, he was very boring. It was awful. I would rate him a big zero.
Oh, my God.
That is embarrassing. How would you like to be Matt LeBlanc? And here's a girl that used to be your girlfriend.
A big zero.
Man, you're a big zero in bed.
He just laid on top of me and didn't touch my breast.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
My, oh, my.
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch.
Yeah, there you go, Matt.
But I bet the line outside his house doesn't get any shorter.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Down to my show. Somebody wants to ask us about this. Hello?
Yes, I have a question to ask.
Yes.
Good is a relative term. What is your definition of good?
Good like what? Good in bed?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Good is here.
Good is relative. What might be good to you might not be good to Mike, and what
Well, I think good. I think basically by the, by these comments, good is how it is perceived by the partners. If they were satisfied. So I mean, that last one about Matt LeBlanc, he just laid there.
That's the most honest one that we've gotten. That he just laid on top of her and had sex with her.
I think no matter who you are or what your tastes are, good is attentive and giving and.
Will you shut up, Buzz?
No.
Stop it with a perspective from Buzz.
Okay.
Please.
Good is a relative term. Like,
God.
I'm not saying that I do, but I might like a guy that just kind of just, you know.
You don't say you know. You get to the important part, then you say you know.
A guy that what?
Just, you know, he just.
What?
Say I'm just like a missionary type girl or something. That might be good to me because I have.
A guy that just lays the pipe to you.
Hypothetical, mind you, that I have not experienced the other.
You sound very. Even though you're calling about this, you sound very uptight.
I'm not uptight. Trust me.
Yep, you sound very uptight.
You sound like a dyke to me. That's what you sound like to me, like very butch.
Absolutely not. I mean, my.
Are you a vegetarian or do you enjoy meat?
I don't think she understands the question.
Are you a vegetarian?
Right.
Or do you enjoy meat?
Do you understand
Yeah, I enjoy meat.
Okay.
Okay.
And you know, some people that might not be good to. Like there might be another listener who just, you know, her good might.
I disagree. Good is good. I mean, if you're good, you're good.
Someone's good in bed, man.
I think
they're
it's
good.
Kind of a universal. So as a matter of fact, I think there ought to be a universal standard, and I think it ought to be put on a chart.
Yeah. You know when you talk with your friends, you know.
Yeah.
You say, hey, Buzz, well, you had sex with Marcia last night. Was she good?
It was great.
Yeah, see?
Like me? I frankly think I'm south of average. I really do. I don't think I'm all that great. I really don't.
I think I'm good.
You think you're good?
I think I'm
good.
That's
good. That's above average.
I'm good, bordering on great. I really do.
But I think you have a skewed perspective on that. I think you do. Because you always talk about how you only have one. You're not thinking about the partner. So you're talking about, it's good.
From my perspective.
From your perspective, that's great.
No. I think it's even good from my wife's perspective. Oh, let me call her.
Oh dear.
No, really. She'll give an honest answer.
I'm being very honest here. I think I could be a lot better. I think I'm a little lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
You've never been that way with me, Mark.
I know I haven't.
And the many times that we've made love.
Yeah, you know.
You're a happy man, aren't you?
Honey, listen. Answer the question honestly. Am I good? Am I below average? Average? Good or great in bed? Please.
I think that let me preface it by saying I'm very happily married to you, Mike.
But answer the. Don't give me a pretense. Just answer the question.
Okay, but think about the time that is spent. We've had this discussion before.
So.
Do you think it's a myth that women like
how do you rate
longer
me?
Than 3 minutes?
Honey, you take an exceptionally long amount of time.
All right, then you do think that's a myth, and that's why you're a very happy man.
Honey, just rate me as a lover. Below average, average, good, great, friggin' fantastic.
All right, because I know how just to have a happy, long-lasting marriage.
No. Please.
Wait,
honey,
you are
come on.
The best.
Please, don't
the patronize best.
It. No, just be honest. Please be honest. Be honest!
Well, you know, there. If you were going to maybe focus.
I don't know why. I can be honest about you.
I don't want you to be honest about me.
You have your average days.
Well, I didn't ask for your honesty, did
you
I?
You can be honest with me.
Then a little more lingering over important, you know, preliminaries might be nice.
Once more foreplay.
Okay, but please just give me one of the ratings. It's
what
either,
woman doesn't?
It's either below average, average, good, great, freaking fantastic.
You're freaking fantastic.
You're lying to me.
Well,
you're lying to me.
Yeah, but I love you.
I love you, too.
And that's all that matters.
But listen, honey, I love you enough that you can be honest with me.
I'm
secure enough to get the real answer.
All right, I give you not an A+. I just give you an A.
Give me one of the. I'm either below average, average, good, great, or in
freaking fantastic,
fabulous, fantastic.
What, will you believe if I say great?
Yes, I think I'm great.
All right.
Okay, but I would like to, please give me the honest answer.
The honest answer
is you great. Think I'm a great lover.
You are great.
All right, do you think she's lying, right?
No, I think she's probably being very sincere.
Mm-hmm.
You two have a very healthy sex life. She's been with you for a very long time. I don't doubt that she, you know, I think your wife is being honest right here.
You're great too, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Always have. Never had a complaint.
Don't you, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm very happy, yes.
Yeah, everybody thinks you're great, my darling.
But see, that's how I know you're BSing me. Maybe there'll be a time that you feel good enough about our relationship that you can be honest with me.
Ask me when I'm in a bad mood.
Why not just ask you right now?
Well, because you are great. Because I'm very happily married and you're great. Would be an idiot to answer that question.
I believe that Frida is now torturing you.
Yeah, see, the thing is,
what do you want? What would you want her answer to be?
Whatever the honest answer is. If it's below average, I could deal with it. See, the thing is, whatever you were going to say, it wouldn't hurt my feelings because, as Mike pointed out, and I've said this before, from my standpoint,
mm-hmm.
I am the Mark McGuire of sex.
Right.
I've never struck out. Every time I hit a home run, for me,
for you.
I think a married person would be an idiot to answer that question any differently than you are great.
I will tell you something. I think you're very good.
That would
be the rating I would give you in bed.
I would tell you in an intimate moment.
You are very good. That is the rating I would give you. Not great.
Well, I'm not really trying.
Not average.
No.
Right. And honey, it comes through.
All right, well, good.
It comes through. You know, a lot of times you're like Matt LeBlanc.
Right.
You're just laying there. But it's okay.
You know what? You don't care if I try or not, so what difference does that make?
Oh, all right. Oh, dear. Now this is getting ugly. Now stop it, you two.
It's not getting ugly. It's just getting honest.
It's really not necessary to try a whole lot with you because you are a very, very
easy to please.
Ready to go kind of guy.
Very easy
and
to please.
Now you know something, Frida? I will tell you, I'm looking at him. You have made him happy now.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Because you were honest.
I was happy all along. I just wanted you to be honest.
That's right.
I could take whatever you were going to say.
You didn't like the friggin' fantastic.
Yeah, right. Please.
All right. Okay. Well, then you're great.
All right. Well, I still think you're BSing me, but it's all right. Just remember.
You and I love.
I love you, and I love having sex with
and
you.
And I love being your wife.
You're above average. That's the rating I give you, above average.
All right. Well, you know, let me give you a hint. Don't rate me when I haven't asked you to. I never ask for.
I'm only saying it so you'll be honest with me. I'm giving you the honest answer so you can give me the honest
answer. I don't want the honest answer, and I'm still telling you you're great.
Well, I do want the honest answer.
And she's saying great. She's holding to great.
You know what? Go have sex with somebody else and ask them how you were.
Can we get that on tape, please?
I think it is on tape.
All right. Now, you don't mean that.
No, and I'll tell you in divorce court exactly how.
All right. I love you.
Okay, goodbye.
I love you. I just thought it'd be an interesting insight into our marriage that we could come out on the record and say what we really. For goodness sakes, we've been married almost 18 years.
Yeah, but I think you're stupid to advise people to be that honest with each other.
Why?
Because most people are not as even-tempered and evolved as you are, and most people can't handle the honesty. I can't handle it. So don't tell me I'm above average. But, you know, like I told you before, that doesn't hurt my feelings because, I mean, after 18 years, who tries? I mean, plus, who has to try with you? You're so ready. All I do is have to take off one sock and you're, you know.
That's got to be good, though. That's got to be good.
Yeah.
Very true.
All right. Boo-boo.
All right. I love you. I love you. There she is, my above average wife.
There she is.
She has her great days.
Mm-hmm.
She also has her below-average days.
We all do.
I think when I say I'm below-average, too, I think I could try harder. That's the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, realistically, that's the way I look at it. I could try harder. I could be more energetic. I could be more...
And how would you rate your wife?
Great.
Oh, you liar. Oh, you're as bad as Frida is.
No, I really would rate her great. I'm being honest.
I see your face.
No,
okay?
I am being totally honest. You know I am, too, because that is the way I would rate her. Absolutely, absolutely great.
Oh.
I mean that.
I'm on an island here.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to leave yet. Charlie would agree with me.
I agree with you. You think Mike's wife is great?
I know she is.
Yeah, that's right. That's been our running joke ever since. Charlie met my wife before I did.
I'm convinced it's a joke until
right.
now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Hey!
Oh.
Yeah, there's the person I'd like to talk to. Rob, come here.
Hi.
You've been very quiet in all of this.
Yes, he has.
Very honestly. How would you rate yourself as a lover? Do you think you're
my
good?
My lawyers have advised me.
No, come on, answer.
I think Carrie and I are very happy.
Hold on. Do you think you are below average, average, good, great, or friggin' fantastic?
Good, but if that's like at a C+, B-, I'd say that.
You're good?
Yeah.
And if you lowered your cholesterol by 100 points, what do you think?
I'd be unstoppable. I wouldn't be here. I'd be making my porn film.
And how would you rate your wife?
She's great. She really is.
Okay, guys.
Okay, Charlie back now.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Rate yourself, please, in bed.
Okay, I would say I would rate myself, as you did yourself, a good bordering on great, yeah. right in that area. And I would say I would give my wife an A+. Seriously, I would say friggin'
guys.
Fantastic.
Oh, you
to
guys.
Use your term,
please.
No, I am absolutely honest.
Oh, it's a pussy club.
No, it's not. It's not. Honestly,
your wife has never had an off night? Your wives have never had a night when maybe
sure everybody
they
does.
Didn't come to play.
My wife has as far as when we do, it's a question. The only thing I don't like is when I want to and she doesn't. That's when it's
of course.
And if that counts as an off night, yes. But when I can wake her up and talk her into it, absolute GREAT.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. Now, you need to be honest. You absolutely need to be honest. There's nothing wrong with that. If they're just good, then good is fine.
Right.
Well, you know,
above average, sometimes. Above average is just fine. Notice I'm the only guy that didn't say unequivocally my wife is great. Said she's above average.
Yeah, but I said that I'm below average. I said that I'm below average. So I get
oh, that's true. I'll give you some points there, Mike.
See, and I based that on a recent little tiff that we had where it got so hostile that there was a little dig in that area.
Mm.
Where I said, okay.
Oh, she must have really been mad at you then.
Oh, she was.
She threw out something sexual at you?
Oh, it hurt bad.
What did she say?
It was in reference to the timing, you know, as far as you know, one of the nighttime, you know,
one of your attacks,
one of my attacks, you know, and that was that, you know, and it was just it hurt. It really it was in the middle of battle. And
what did she say?
You know, it was just something like, you know, I don't remember the specifics of it, but it was just like, well, you know, in the middle of the night when it is when you kind of like to, and it was one of those things where, you know, afterwards where it was a good fight and it was going really well, and then she kind of surprised herself because she looked at me and I was, you know, almost to the point where, you know, it's like.
Crushed.
You really mean that. You know, yeah, living in this deluded world, but it was fantastic all the time. That's when I just, you know, did a little soul searching, decided I have to pick up my game a little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you bastard. How's it going?
Hey, you son of a bitch.
So one time I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I waited till morning.
Hey, I was just wondering, since we're talking about rating our sexual partners, what's your Monica count going at about this time?
Please.
Oh, man, I tell you, we all need to go back to spring training for that.
Right, except maybe Buzz. Right, Buzz?
Right.
Yeah, right. Shut up, Buzz.
Oh, bummer.
Just made me more mad, Buzz.
I'm so depressed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, what I find works for me most of the time is having my old lady masturbate me out.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Dennis Rodman.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, my friend.
I love talking about sex.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake your leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up, now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9, and the morning zoo with Don and Mike. Here is Wick.
Live from the Godiva Room inside Central Flight Center in scenic Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Burning Sea Show! Plus, the debut of our new feature, Big Ray's Legal Corner, starring the incomparable Raymond Burr. And finally, a call to a retired Florida man who offers $5 massages. Well, that's massages on the sidewalk. But enough of that tomfoolery. On with the hijinks. Let's bring out another certified masseuse. Ladies and gentlemen, and hey, Fanny
Moon! Thank you. I'm also a certified OBGYN, ladies. Watch for the dynamite cap smear van in your neighborhood this summer.
Thank you.
Okay, it was a little tiny power failure. And I wasn't there. I know you were with me. Funny. It's 608 at WAVA. And here are the top 10 most perverted game show hosts.
All right.
Yeah.
Number 10, Dennis James.
Oh, big time. He should be at the top of the list.
Number 9, Tom Kennedy.
And drunk. And drunk most of the time.
Number 8, Pat Sajak.
Oh, I was worried about him.
Number 7, Bob Barker.
7?
Number 6, Peter Marshall.
Oh, yeah, you know about Peter.
Here we go into the big five now. The 5 most perverted game show hosts. Number 5,
yeah.
Bill Cullen.
Oh, no.
Number 4, Dick Dawson.
Richard Dawson. He's right up there.
Number 3, Art Fleming. Number 2, Gene Rayburn.
Oh.
Remember, Gene Rayburn always had that very long, pointed microphone.
Hey, I...
And... number 1 most perverted game show host.
Number 1.
Alex Trebek.
Oh, yeah.
This is his mother. That was the that was what was in the parentheses after Alex Trebek lived with mother.
Mommy, I have to go do Jeopardy now.
Alex, where's your whip?
The Don and Mike Show.
Tumbling, tumbling dickweed. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Back to stars in bed. Speaking of, how are they in bed? Scott Baio. Now keep in mind that we're going to have the author on who wrote this book next week. He's written a book that details over 100 different celebrities.
Ziachi.
And how they are in bed. That's Chachi, Mike.
Oh, I always get that one wrong.
And he sent us some excerpts from his book to get us all hot and bothered to find out how these stars are in bed. Scott Baio, I'm going to guess, he's awful in bed. The only member of Happy Days I think that was any good in bed was Patsy Weber.
Amen. I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to go with Chachi being very good in bed.
No, I'll say he's bad. I'll say no good.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and here's the person they quoted on this.
Mm-hmm.
Joni didn't love Chachi.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Scott Baio had an affair with Aaron Moran.
Oh, yeah.
When they were on Happy Days, and they teamed up again for Joni Loves Chachi. But Aaron says their fling was a flop because Scott Baio is a 30-second man.
Oh, wow.
Other women who back up this story are... Nicolette Sheridan.
Wow. Hey, way to go, Chachi.
Pam Anderson.
Chachi.
Really? And Heather Locklear.
Oh, my God.
Who says, damn. Heather Locklear says, my nickname for him is Quick Draw McGraw.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, Chachi, I was wrong about Chachi.
Well, join the club, Chachi. Okay. Lenny DiCaprio.
I've heard other stories that he's bad.
I'll say bad.
I want him to be bad, so I'll say bad just because I hate him so much.
He's supposed to be very bad.
Okay, Titanic lover. That's a perfect description of Leo in the bedroom, says Kristen Zhang. She said, Leo is a gentle, caring lover who makes me putty in his hands.
Oh, so he's good.
Hmm.
Now, this is a girl that used to go out with him that's broken up with him now,
mm-hmm.
and she still has good things to say. She says, I'll never forget the first night we made love. We couldn't get enough of each other. I still tremble when I think of him.
Oh, you know, when they those comments, you know, tough to argue with those. Lenny DiCaprio.
Okay, Bette Midler. Here's my thought on Bette Midler.
Okay.
I bet she's fantastic. I bet she would do anything and everything.
Yeah, I've
because she's got to try harder. Take a good look at her.
I've got to agree with you. And, you know, I still remember from the Divine Miss M years, you know, when she was really naughty and saucy and, you know, and she does have to try harder. And I would say she's also very fond of her own breasts. And I think that, that makes for a woman who's going to be good in bed.
And remember, fellas, you don't have to face. Buzz, what do you think?
That is important. I also think she's great, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and I, when we get done with this, if you just come up with another $5, I'd really appreciate it there.
Oh. and it's only a dollar for me.
That's right. It's only a dollar. It's only a dollar.
All right.
That's more than a dollar.
There you go, Len.
Okay.
All right. Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. Let me find Bette Midler. Okay.
Okay.
Just like the Energizer Bunny, she keeps going and going and going. Bette is insatiable. let me see.
It's funny to hear that about her, you know.
She demanded sex twice in one night.
Mm-hmm.
During a drive, she wanted to pull over and make out. I finally said, you're exhausting me. Oh, this is Geraldo Rivera talking about
it. Oh, God. Geraldo dinner?
Hold on. Yeah.
Let me find it was Tom Poston.
Let me find a...
well, him too.
Another account about her. Hold on a second. Nope. Another guy.
Okay.
Martin Van Hustelberg. That's the guy's name. He says the same thing. Bette is insatiable.
Yes.
She loves to do it, do it, do it.
Yeah.
Okay?
It still grosses me out, though.
All right. Do you want a guy or a girl, though?
Let's do a guy.
Another guy?
Okay.
Burt Reynolds.
Okay.
You gotta know. He's awful in bed.
Yeah, I mean, and awful because he can be. You know, he's Burt and
he just doesn't care.
During the heyday, got all the women he wanted. Sure.
He's probably awful.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Awful, terrible.
I think that's right. I think he doesn't care.
Bad.
Okay, let me find Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds was more boring nights than boogie nights.
Mm.
Of course, now keep in mind the person quoted here.
Hold on, there's more than one quote.
The first quote's from Lonnie Anderson.
Well, you can't. I mean, that's not credible.
His moods were unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe this one would be a little more down earth. Sally Field.
Okay, Sally Field would be good. You would think she might say nice things. Okay.
Sally Field says he wasn't loving. Our lovemaking was practically non-existent. Once I bought something from Trashy Lingerie and walked into the bedroom wearing it, I wanted desperately for him to laugh, and he told me, instead, what the hell do you think I am? A stud service?
Oh, birds.
Man.
There you go.
Great.
That's Sally Field saying that, not Lonnie.
You take the pressure.
Right. Lonnie's a bad mother. And two reasons. And Sally Field, you know, you pay attention to Sally Field in her heyday.
Yeah. Oh, I'd still do her even now. Isn't she like 50 or something like that?
Wonderful flying nuns.
I like Sally Field.
Mm-hmm. I know you've always been fond of
Sally. She got a certain something about her.
She does. She? Absolutely.
She's got a little bit of a moon pie face, though.
Yeah,
kind of a Joker grin when you look at her, like new and improved Joker products.
Yeah, in her day. I just can't get out of that role as Forrest Gump's mother.
Okay, all right. You ruined it.
Right,
okay.
We like her. We really like
her. Take her off the list. Melanie Griffith.
Oh, absolutely good.
I think bad.
Okay.
I'm going to say bad also.
I think bad just looking at her.
I just think dirty birdie, nasty, do anything.
She wouldn't know what she was doing.
The Don Johnson factor, you know?
Oh.
I mean, just that she'd be real naughty and gnarly in bed.
And keep in mind, we're setting this up because next week the guy that's written this book about 100 celebrities is going to come on and talk much more in detail with us.
About sex and celebrities.
About these celebrities and if they're good or bad in bed. Is Melanie good or bad? Melanie Griffith works hard at making sure there's plenty of passion when she's in someone's love embrace.
Of course she does. Listen to that voice.
Okay, well, listen, hold on a second. This one's not fair because they ask Antonio Banderas, her husband.
Oh,
yes, but all Latin men know a good woman.
He says she's fantastic between the sheets. That's a quote. She's fantastic between the sheets.
Tough credibility with the current lover.
Mm-hmm. She's a very great lover and a very sexy woman. Everything with her is very hot and very raw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I can see that.
Antonio, you know,
comes home, she's just sitting there naked.
All right, let me get another one for you now. Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Awful in bed.
Absolutely foul.
The worst. I bet he's worse than Matt LeBlanc. And what we heard about Matt LeBlanc is that he just laid on top of a girl
yeah.
and just
pounded her the salami.
Sure. I mean, she goes, you don't realize.
You ragged rolls. You think there's another chance you could come by the bed do me?
Right now.
I think he's awful. What do you think, Buzz?
On a hunch, I'll say he's good.
Ah, the wild card. Okay. Bill Cosby is a comic, not a Casanova.
Mm.
Bill is an average lover.
Who wrote this? Melissa Rivers?
Hold on a second. Oh, there, hold on. There are two quotes here.
Mm-hmm.
First quote is from the woman, the famous woman that he had the affair with, his mistress, uh-huh. The lady that supposedly he fathered the child. And
there was a big lawsuit settled out of court. It really turned out it really wasn't, okay. Right?
So first they ask his former mistress, Sean Upshaw. She says Bill is an average lover. That's all she said. Then his current wife says Bill is average in bed.
Wow, that's a current spouse that's saying average in bed.
Current spouse says he's average, and the mistress says he's just an average lover. They both say he's average in bed.
Oh. And Felicia Rashad says he's friggin' fantastic.
Okay, Nicolas Cage.
Fantastic.
Hmm.
I would agree, probably a super stud in bed.
Just, I'll say good. Just wild man, crazy man.
I think so.
All right. Nicolas Cage. Okay, his former girlfriend, Christina Carrenko, says sex with Nicolas Cage left her feeling let down.
Oh, well, you got to remember, though, disgruntled lover.
He has no passion.
Oh, wow.
She says that she had sex with him and Patricia Arquette.
Oh,
at
really?
The same time.
Naughty.
Wow.
Now, how unadventurous can you be if that happens?
Ended up at his mansion. She claims the two gals had a sexy face-off with the actor on a weightlifting bench at his private gym. Nicholas got worked up when we started turning it on, but when it was his turn, he was too late. I felt sorry for him after we had sex.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, that is very bad.
Okay, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Jack's got to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Jack's got to be very
great.
Yeah, he's got to because he's
just the average.
He's Jack.
Because I think he can get so much he doesn't even have to try.
I think he's somebody that does try. Because I think he probably tries harder than he does, you know, in other walks of life. He's a very laid back guy.
I bet he doesn't try, but I bet he makes the girl try.
And I bet the girls all love it with Jack.
So what do you think? We all agree he's good then?
I think he's great.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you guys. He's probably great.
Yeah, he's Jack.
Jack Nicholson. Oh, that's a fantastic one. It's a porno queen who they're asking about. His former girlfriend, who was known as Rachel Ryan in her many X-rated films of which Jack was a fan. Jack cannot get satisfaction unless there's some element of perversion involved.
Jack Nicholson, ladies and gentlemen.
She says they did have normal sex the first time they got together, which she enjoyed. The second time, Jack insisted a blonde girl join them. He used to direct us as though it was a movie,
sure.
Telling us where to kiss and where to touch each other.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he would join in.
We would be disappointed if it was anything
else. Way to go.
Way to go, Jack.
All right, one last one. Hair Hasselhoff.
Lousy.
Awful.
The worst.
A bigger stiff, no pun intended,
right.
Probably than Matt LeBlanc and Bill Cosby.
Absolutely.
I'm not afraid of being wrong. I'll say he's good.
You dream, Buzz. All right, hold on. Let me find the answer here. David Hasselhoff. Tidal Wave of Passion.
Uh-huh.
Baywatch Hunk. David Hasselhoff is really Big Drip.
Oh, dear.
Liz Greer. Who is one of the co-writers of this book.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows what she's talking about. This book is going to be called Sex Lives of the Stars.
Okay.
She claims she was drowning in a sea of boredom during a quick romp with a handsome actor. Despite his towering height, he is not well endowed. And he is very quick with no technique.
Oh, God.
He just doesn't know how to do a love scene in real life. And that's one of the women that co-authored the book.
It's very popular in Germany, though.
Right.
Yeah, the German women love it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.